That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Laura Simon. A warmer day in store, but windier too at last check. Let's go ahead and get right to meteorologist Jamie Travers with a first look at that forecast, what we can expect on this Sunday.
Yeah, milder temperatures. Yesterday we hit 51 degrees. It wasn't too bad.
The sun was certainly out.
Yeah, it was, and that really helped us. And the sun, of course, is getting stronger now that we're getting almost into the month of April. Spring flying
by. Where's this year going?
I know. Today's going to be milder by about 10 degrees, but those winds are also going to be ramping up over the course of today. So that's going to be something you're going to notice if you are out. Not as much sunshine as yesterday afternoon. Yesterday we started off cloudy. We had plenty of sun through the afternoon. Today we're going to have more of those clouds around, mostly cloudy at times. But again, this afternoon, I think we are going to see some of that sunshine mixing in. So just know that it is going to be probably cloudier than it is sunny this afternoon, but milder and windy. So what we have, though, what we are tracking, I don't know why I'm not showing you those graphics. That would really help here. What we're also tracking, though, for tomorrow will be a soggy start. But out there the door right now, 39 degrees east-southeast wind at 15 miles per hour. I really just forgot what I was doing here. 35 degrees for that wind chill. Temperatures elsewhere were in the 40s for many places, so already a milder start than yesterday. Yesterday, those wind chills were in the 20s. It was pretty brutal out there yesterday. But we have clouds, a few radar returns showing up, so some of that light green. We're dry at the surface. That's another thing today. We have low relative humidities, we have dry vegetation, and we have gusty winds. So we have actually a red flag warning in place. So I do not think most of that rain is making it to the ground. I guess we can't completely rule out a few sprinkles, though, do make it. I'll be keeping a close eye on our radar reports to see if anything is actually making it to ground. Sometimes it's hard to tell in situations like these, but we're going to have sunshine a little bit this afternoon with a lot of clouds around and highs today in the low 60s. But this morning, at least we're already off to that milder start, Laura.
Jamie, thank you so much. Four young men are injured after a shooting at a South City school, and this morning police are still searching for the suspects. Police responded to Cleveland High School just after 1:30 Saturday morning. They found a 19-year-old had been shot in the back. The victims told investigators they were looking for the school swimming pool, and that's when they saw the suspects, who said they would take them there. But when they tried to leave, they heard gunshots being fired behind them. The 19-year-old shot in the back is currently listed in critical yet stable condition. If you have any information on this, you can always call Crime Stoppers at 866-371-TIPS or 8477. And remember, those tips always stay anonymous. A balloon release is held for a woman killed earlier this month. Last night, people gathered to remember 48-year-old Peyton Winston. Police say Winston was shot and killed inside a North St. Louis home on Pope Avenue, which is located on the border of the Penrose and O'Fallon neighborhoods. And that's where this vigil was held last night. Investigators say Winston's ex-boyfriend Julius Massey is being held without bond on first-degree murder and armed criminal action charges. A GoFundMe page has been set up to raise money for her funeral expenses. One man is dead, another is injured after a barn they were working to demolish collapsed on them. The Monroe County coroner says this happened just after 9:30 yesterday morning in Waterloo. Officials responded to a 911 call where a man said the barn collapsed on two of his co-workers. EMS and the Waterloo Fire Department responded to the scene. A 58-year-old man from Wildwood, Missouri, died there at the scene. He is not being identified until his family is notified. We are expecting his name to be released today, but we are learning that the other man injured in this was taken to a hospital and is expected to recover. The teen left in a coma after a brutal fight outside her high school is breathing on her own again. The family of Kaylee Gain posting this promising update on her GoFundMe page over the weekend. The fight happened about 2 weeks ago near Hazelwood East High School. It left the 16-year-old critically injured and unconscious. Her mom posted that Kaylee has been moved out of the ICU, but still has a long journey ahead. Police arrested a 15-year-old suspect on assault charges following that fight that has now gained national attention. Fox 2's your local election headquarters and the preliminary results of the Missouri Democratic presidential primary are in. Nearly 20,000 Missourians cast their ballot either by mail or in person, and with 63% of the votes counted as of last night, President Biden is currently leading with 90.75% of the vote. The final results will be announced as early as tomorrow morning or Thursday, the 28th. At the latest, of course, the Republican caucuses were held earlier this month. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling on a Texas immigration law could have an effect right here in Missouri. In fact, a candidate for state senate in Missouri has a plan that comes down to the phrase arrest and deport. Former West County Republican state representative turned state senate candidate David Gregory, seen in this video here, went to the Arizona-Mexico border. And he has a plan to arrest and deport people who cross the border illegally and end up here in Missouri. His proposal creates an offense that carries a life sentence. But meantime, his Republican opponent Jim Bolin has a five-point immigration plan, which does include arrests that would not lead to costly legal battles.
The amount of illegal immigrants caught at the border that are on the terrorist watch list have gone up 2,500% since Joe Biden took office. That's scary. Terrorism is scary. And so we've got to get strict, we got to get tough.
The attention-grabbing headlines are going to get even more attention-grabbing when the voters of this district and the state find out that we wasted their money on grandstanding. We need a plan that is a cogent, legal, and enforceable plan that we know will produce results.
Okay, so you heard from David Gregory there first and his opponent there second. Both candidates say that their plans apply only to adults who cross the border and come to Missouri. Some roads in St. Louis County have fallen into an embarrassing state of disrepair. Potholes, sinkholes, and other expensive problems have fallen on you as well as the county. Elliot Davis has more on the long list of issues and what's being done to address them in this morning's You Paid For It.
South County roads like Baumgartner remained in disrepair for years, getting worse by the year because the county just didn't have the millions needed to fix it. South County drivers had to suffer through the years of a road falling apart. The county is now planning to improve this one, but there are many others that are still going downhill fast. Councilman Mark Harder says there are about $200 million in needed road repairs that need money to do them.
We're talking about sidewalks, curbs, resurfacing, rebuilding roads, bridges, things like that. And there's probably at least one project in each one of our districts that could be used pretty quickly. And then whatever money's left, we can move on to the second level of need and so on.
Harder says the plan would also allow for major road improvements to subdivisions as well.
How bad a shape are these roads in?
Very bad shape. I mean, from potholes that people see every day to different types of sinkholes to roads that are just too old that need to be rebuilt. And any of these projects usually wind up to be bigger projects. Once you get into them, it looks like potholes, but maybe it turns into sinkholes.
Councilman Harder says the county is fortunate to have a source of ready cash.
Now we have this fund that is about $180 million of RAND's settlement. We can now use that if the board feels the way I do. I hope we can use this going forward to use this little piece of it on roads.
Harder says there is a way to get even more bang for your buck by getting money from the state and federal governments. He says the county may be able to leverage the $20 million to get as much as $60 million.
We would pay the low matching funds, which is usually 20% or so, and then depending on the project, and then on the subdivision roads, we would pay $10 million to do $10 million worth of subdivision.
But now comes the tricky part, running the gauntlet to get the rest of county government to go along.
You think the council and Page will go along with this?
I think so. I don't know if Page will, but I think the council will.
If Page doesn't go along with it, it won't fly, will it?
No, it still can go. We can override him. We need five votes to do that.
WS Elliot Davis reporting for us. Councilman Harder expects to have a hearing on this legislation to do big work on county roads here in the near future. 6:10 our time, and yes, we certainly are seeing more potholes just about everywhere we drive, but it's that time of year where we are warming up and we are seeing some more rain. I know we need more rain.
We do need the rain, yeah.
All that leads to the deterioration on the roads, too.
I know, yeah, the freeze-thaw cycles over the winter really do a number on the roads. And now that it's springtime here, hopefully we're done with a lot of the freezing side of things.
Yes, fingers crossed.
I know. But we do need some rain, and things are quite dry, and we have some of that much-needed rainfall in the forecast, as well as some milder temperatures. Actually, the forecast isn't looking too bad here, really, in the grand scheme of things. So temperatures today, right really at normal. Tomorrow at normal. We take a bit of a dip behind this next system, and then we will climb to the 70s. And that could be in time for Easter weekend. So we'll talk about Easter weekend here coming up in just a few minutes. That's a very high pressure. I always feel the pressure on Easter, especially Easter Sunday. So Power Doppler, I'm showing you this just because you're going to see here in a second satellite radar. It looks like we have quite a bit of a shower action across the area. We have dry air in place. This is the St. Louis radar only. Only areas where the St. Louis radar is picking up those radar returns in our far eastern counties. I still don't even think that's making it to the ground, but I'll keep an eye on my reports that I have access to. So right now, St. Louis radar not picking up anything, but when I show you the composite radar, this is all of the radars overlaid, and so sometimes this doesn't give us the most accurate picture, but it has Lincoln, Springfield, Kansas City radars. A lot of what you see up here is being sampled by the Lincoln radar. Now, that's pretty far away, so the higher you get from, or the farther away you get from the radar, the higher that beam is in the air. So that's sampling moisture very high up in our atmosphere and most likely not making it to the ground. In fact, I'm very confident in that for most cases that that's not making it to the ground. So we have a pretty dry air mass in place. We actually have a red flag warning for much of the area. So today's not really going to be the rain day. Now, Litchfield, Illinois, I really wanted to show you this beautiful shot. It was working just a second ago. I'm hoping it comes back. It might not, but we did have a full moon. It was beautiful. You could see the light from the moon also with that cloud cover there in Litchfield. PwC Pennant Building at Ballpark Village, looking over downtown St. Louis. Nice visibility there. That picture looks very crisp. 42 degrees, feeling like 35. So we have a wind chill factor, not as bad as yesterday. That wind is out of the east-southeast at 15 miles per hour. Wind today, tonight, tomorrow, wind will be noticeable, even more so tomorrow. Tomorrow we could have gusts upwards of 40 miles per hour in addition to the rains. Tomorrow is not looking like the best of days, but again, we need the rainfall. Temperatures elsewhere, we have 39 for Arnold, DeSoto, Farmington, 40 at Alton, 37 in Litchfield, 40 at Cuba, 41 in Rolla. So futurecast showing a dry day today. Lots of clouds out there. Hopefully more sunshine kind of mixing in as those clouds break apart a little bit this afternoon. It will be breezy and milder 60s, the low 60s today. Tonight, maybe a few spot showers into tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, I don't think the metro sees much in the way of rainfall outside of maybe a few showers. What we're going to see, though, is rain building in over the course of the day, over the course of the morning, into the lunch hour, probably lunchtime or after is when St. Louis gets in on this rainfall, but the farther west you are, the earlier that rain is going to start. Now, we'll have that area of rain slowly progressing eastward, so this does look like it has the potential to be a good soaking for much of the area. Even come 10 p.m., we're still seeing rain east of the river. That rain should come to an end overnight Monday into early Tuesday morning, and then we're done for a few days. Total rainfall amounts, 1 to probably 1.5 inches for much of the area. So that could be very beneficial if it plays out the way many models are indicating. Today, 62 degrees, mild and breezy. Those winds to about 25 miles per hour. Tonight, down to 52. A few showers and those winds already ramping up more so as we head toward daybreak tomorrow. So tomorrow, you saw on Futurecast all the colors for much of the day. So wet and very windy. Tuesday, Wednesday, cooler than normal, cooler behind that front by about 10 degrees, so only highs in the 50s. But we have another warming trend as we take you to next weekend. And again, the high pressure forecast for Easter Sunday. There is an indication that we'll have a little stationary front draped overhead, so that will potentially be enough to spark a few showers Saturday night and Sunday. But right now, it does not look like it would be a washout. And temperatures still look to be pretty mild on Sunday as well, with highs forecast in the low 70s.